All right, we're playing this song right here. Many of you might not even know what this song is. You know what this song is, Bauman?
Hotty Toddy, Gosh Almighty.
Absolutely, baby. We're with Johnny Ribs tonight. I said before it started, who did I tell you was the most dangerous team in the tournament?
Ole Miss.
No, I said
James Madison.
No, I said Miami. I want Ole Miss to win, but Miami's going to be tough.
I mean, where's the game of football won?
In the trenches.
And what does Miami have?
The trenches.
Yeah, it's also one on the defensive side of the ball.
They got both. They got a good O-line and a really, really good D-line.
They probably got the best defense.
You know what's funny is you picked Miami in the first round. He picked Miami in the second round, and y'all didn't pick him at the same time.
I picked him.
No, you only picked him in the
second. Yeah, you picked Texas A&M to beat Miami in the first
round.
I picked Ohio State.
That game was at College Station. Yeah. All right. Now, before we get to the picks, somebody has our results.
I tallied them for him.
Yeah, I can't count that high, so no, I had to get some help.
It is not that you can't count that high. You got a computer on that daggum electronic box you're holding in your hand. You got a calculator on it. But yet you won't tally them up because you're as far behind as Auburn is.
Yeah, it's I mean, I had a pretty good bowl season, but it didn't make up for my terrible regular season. So
where we stand, Bow Wow?
So Yidden's got the record.
Yeah, I got everything right here. Alex helped me.
He had to tally him up.
He tallied it up.
Well, let me ask this. You took your shoes off and your hands, and you couldn't go that high, right?
Yeah, no. Okay. No chance of counting that high for me. So I'm just going based on what Alex gave me. I went 24-17 over that really long stretch of games that I hadn't calculated
41
yet.
41 bowl games.
102-71 is my record up to this point, and it will put me out of contention to win this thing because.
So he's by.
Alex also went 24-17, and he has a record of 112-61, 10 games ahead of me, and he's 3 games ahead of you, David. You went 23-18 over that span to be 109-64. That means Alex is going to go first. In all these picks, but, and you're going to have to go against him to have any chance.
And he's going to do what I would do if I was in his position, too. He's going to use that reverse sociology on me. Listen.
Just like I did for the Mississippi State-Wake Forest game, which I ended up being the difference.
Listen, really and truly, Alex has won this thing, but we're going to do that just to try to make it fun. So you're going to pick two, even though you're going to relegation.
Yep. So but you still play it out to the end.
But he still buys lunch for both of us. Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah, that was a deal.
That was a deal.
I remember that.
All right, where are we going? Somewhere with a buffet. We'll go to Mama Reese. That's somewhere with a buffet. Yeah.
I'll take you to Ernie's.
Ernie's? Hey, I'll eat a couple of hot dogs.
Did I say anything about a couple?
All right, so tonight's game, and correct me if I'm wrong, this game is at the Fiesta Bowl?
Yep. Yes, the Verbo Fiesta Bowl.
I really got these mixed up because I feel like Miami and Ole Miss should be playing in Atlanta.
Should be, but they're not.
Did you see the terrible crowd for Oregon and Texas Tech in Miami?
Yeah.
Just pathetic for a quarterfinal in the playoffs.
All right. So
moving to home games.
So Fiesta Bowl tonight, Miami and Ole Miss, and I'm assuming the higher-seeded team is the home team?
Yes.
Yeah,
then that would be Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Miami is the favorite, 3.5-point favorites.
I know Alex is wanting to go first, but I'm going to really see how far you go behind. I'm going to let you go first on all these, and then Alex.
All right. So I know that everybody is in love with the story of Ole Miss and what they're doing, but I think Miami, their defensive line is just absolutely incredible. They can pin their ears back and rush the passer full out, or they can contain you pretty well. I think Chambliss is great off schedule and creating, but we've seen a couple teams this year figure out a way to keep him in the pocket and make him beat him just with their arm. I think that plays to Miami's favor. I think it's another defensive game, low scoring game, but I think Miami controls the clock. Keeps the ball out of Chambliss' hands for a lot of the game, and Miami wins this one and heads to the Natty as a 10 seed.
Now, wait a minute. Are we choosing the Natty as well? We don't know who's going to be playing.
No, we can choose that one next week.
So really,
that one's not till Martin Luther King Day.
So are we doing two today or one today?
We're doing two today.
Two today, both. We're going to knock them both out.
All right. All right, so Bauman, there you have the prognosticator of 104 and 76 giving you his
Oh, thank you. That's a better record than what I actually had.
All right, Alex, who are you going with?
I have not been impressed with Miami's offense. A lot of it has been leaning on their defense, and Trinidad Chambliss went up against one of, if not the best defenses in the country, at least coached-wise, by Kirby Smart. He was pressured a lot of that game, but he got out of that pressure. I think he's going to be able to do that, negate Ruben Bain and Akeem Mezador and what they had defensively. And I think Ole Miss wins this football game due to the offensive firepower they possess.
You know, if Auburn was playing this game, you know who I'd pick?
Auburn?
The referees. Now, they're going to win if Auburn's playing.
Yeah.
You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Listen, I'm really like Bauman, but here's the thing. I want Ole Miss to win the game, but I just believe right now of the four teams that are still left in this thing, I think the Hurricanes are playing better than anybody. I'm with Bauman. They don't look great on offense, but at any point in time, Carson Beck can be the GOAT or he can be the hero. I got a feeling these next two games, he might be one of the heroes. I think Miami wins a game. So,
would it be if Miami won the national championship after all the questions they had about why are they in over Notre Dame?
Yeah. All right. So the next game, being tomorrow night on Friday, is going to be Indiana and Oregon. This is in the what bowl?
This is in the Peach Bowl. This
is in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And there again, here you got one team coming all the way across the country, another one coming a good ways.
Yeah, Oregon's. Were to make it to the national championship, their three trips after their home game would be Miami, Atlanta, Miami.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, here's the thing about it. Everybody wanted playoffs. Think about it from a fan standpoint.
I don't know how you do it if you're
in their right mind could go through Christmas and take three trips like that.
You can't. You just got to pick one.
You know, I mean, you just.
That's all you can do.
If you pick one and you get beat and you bought the other one, guess what? You're out that money.
At least you make some money back and sell the ticket.
Well, you're not going to sell it for what you paid for it. I can tell you that. But, I mean, seriously, who can afford that kind of – they didn't think about those things.
I mean, Ole Miss and Indiana fans have been saving up for their entire existence for this playoff run, so they can manage it.
Oregon has made the Natty twice.
Yeah.
Okay, they just hadn't won.
And Miami had a great stretch there a few decades ago.
And I got to thinking about this the other day, and I want y'all's opinion on this. If you took Miami out of the equation, none of these other three teams have ever won a Natty in my lifetime. Nope.
Yeah. The only other one that ever has won one's Ole Miss.
Yeah, and I don't know that any of them have won a Natty. Ole Miss has won the College World Series in baseball recently. But tell me what the other two have won in. Indiana, I guess, in basketball back in the, 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
But, I mean, recently, these three colleges are non-existent, especially in football. All right, so let's go to this final game. We got the Ducks and the Hoosiers. Who's your daddy?
Go ahead and go first.
So I've said this a lot this year, especially with the landscape of college football. It's hard to beat a team twice, and we see a lot of rematches these days. Oregon was in the game really tight with Indiana at Autzen. It was 20-20 in the fourth quarter before Indiana scored the last 10. Alabama did not show up at all in the Rose Bowl. I don't think that's going to be the case with Oregon. They're going to come much better prepared, ready to play. But here's the thing, guys. Kurt Cignetti is just different than everybody else. And he's the only coach that's able to get his team to win after having a bye in this 12-team playoff. And I think he's going to also pull off the double over Oregon this year. Indiana advances to the national championship game.
Indiana has some dudes on both lines of scrimmage. And when Alabama came out on that first drive against Mendoza and sacked him a couple times and pressured him, I thought the game was going to be a lot different than what the final score ended up being. Their ability to shrug off that terrible first drive and the defense's ability to set the tone. And then Cignetti, the facial expressions he made when Kalen DeBoer tried to fake the fourth down like four different times. They weren't fazed at all. The most disciplined team in the country. the most talented quarterback right now playing outside of Trinidad Chambliss. I have to take the best quarterback in this game, being Fernando Mendoza. He's not fazed by anything. His accuracy is next level. His receivers always feel like they're open. It's hard to go against Indiana, the best coach team in the country, and the one of the oldest. You look at their whole team, it feels like they've been in college for 3 or 4 years.
Take a page out of Gidden's book, and I'm going to give you another just little nugget of mine. It's hard to beat a team twice. I think that's one of the reasons Georgia lost to Ole Miss a week ago, okay? I think Oregon, I'm like Giddens, I think Oregon's going to be really ready to play. The only thing that scares me from the Ducks standpoint is, will Dan Lanning quit doing all this fourth down crap and kick the field goal and take the points when you need them rather than try to give somebody a chance to beat you because you were a nuthead, okay? Just do what you do. What is the one thing that you can negate power with? Indiana is power. When they lined up on their first possession of the second half against Alabama, they hit Alabama in the mouth. They didn't do anything fancy. They went right down the field and scored. That's power. What's the one thing that'll negate power, Gidden?
Speed.
Speed. Oregon's got more speed than anybody in the country. I really believe the Ducks get it done. And I also said just a few moments ago, if y'all were listening, they've been there twice. Third time's a charm. They win it all, I think. But I do believe
you don't have to pick that yet.
No. I know, but I do believe they beat Indiana.
So does that count if they don't make it at all?
I guess it should.
So we all have a different national championship game. By the way, Alex has Ole Miss Indiana. David, you have Oregon Miami, and I have Indiana Miami.
Okay, let's pick each other's game, even though it's not to that point. Just for fun, this doesn't count in the standings. In your natty, who would you pick?
Indiana, Miami.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm going Indiana.
Indiana.
Over Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Trinidad Chambliss can do all he wants, but Indiana is the most disciplined team and the best coach team, and it's hard to get away from that when you're picking a game like the national championship.
Now, I said I thought that Oregon would win the natty. I don't know. I just think Miami's playing too well. But can Carson Beck play 4 weeks of good football? I don't know. I think Oregon would win.
Yeah, you got to expect eventually Carson Beck that throws two or three inexplicable picks is going to show up.
I don't think it's tonight, though. I think it's in the natty.
He throws that pick that Julian Sain threw, the pick six. It's bound to happen at some point.
So if
right to Keontae Scott.
If Miami wins the natty, Auburn can claim a national championship, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Auburn, for giving us Keontae Scott.
Is there another one? Is there another Auburn player on?
I'm not sure. I have to look.
Maybe one on Ole Miss, but I don't know. If Miami wins it, I'm claiming it. That's 10 national championships for Auburn.
Well, Bama can claim any four that win because they're all
Sabanites.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Sabanites.
Yeah, they are Satanites. They're right there with them. All right, so we're set. Giddens has got Miami tonight. I've got Miami. And Bauman has got Ole Miss tomorrow night. Giddens has got Indiana. Bauman's got Indiana, and I got the Ducks. So there you go.
I just want to clarify, I'm rooting for Ole Miss. I just think Miami's going to win.
Me too. I wholeheartedly. Why don't you think I played their fight song 55 times during this
Hotty toddy, baby.
Yeah, here we go.